It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome back to Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, your host for the program. And today we're going to continue in our series called The Anointing for the Assignment. And today's message is about don't covet their calling. Comparison is a silent killer of calling. You can't fulfill your assignment if you're too busy trying to live someone else's. And today we're going to uncover how comparison robs us of joy. It dulls the anointing, and it distracts us from what we were uniquely created to do by God. And by the time we're done, I pray that you'll walk in confidence, fully embracing the anointing that God has placed on your life. Let's talk for a minute about the trap of comparison. Let's be honest. We live in a culture that's addicted to comparison. Social media gives us curated snapshots of people's best moments while hiding the struggles behind the scenes. Churches, they compare numbers, and believers compare platforms. Ministers compare influence. And it all leaves us feeling one of two things, either inferior, I'll never be as gifted as they are, or superior, at least I'm not struggling like them. And both are traps. Both are rooted in pride. And both will drain the life out of your calling, friend. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 4 and 5, the Apostle Paul reminds us to test our own actions and to carry our own load. He said, each one should test their own actions, then they can take pride in themselves alone without comparing themselves to someone else. For each one should carry their own load. See, that means, friend, that I don't measure my worth by what someone else is doing. I measure it by whether I'm being faithful to what God has entrusted for me to do. And here's the truth. God's not calling you to be someone else. He's calling you to be faithful with your assignment. Think for a minute about David. He was anointed to be king while Saul still sat on the throne. If anyone had the right to compare, it was David. After all, he knew the position would one day be his. But David never tried to be Saul. He didn't steal his armor, his position, or even his image. In 1 Samuel 17, when David went out to face Goliath, Saul tried to give him his armor, but it didn't fit. It was heavy and it wasn't made for him. David said, I cannot go in these. I'm not used to them. So instead, he fought with the tools God had trained him with, a sling and 5 smooth stones. And here's the takeaway, friend. You'll never slay giants trying to wear someone else's armor. The oil on your life is made for your sling, your stones, your story, not someone else's sword. Now, comparison does at least 3 dangerous things. First of all, it breeds insecurity. When you measure your calling by someone else's, you'll always feel like you're not enough. But God has never asked you to be them, friend. He asked you to be you. Secondly, it distracts you from your assignment. You can't run your race while looking sideways, because every time you fix your eyes on someone else's journey, you drift from your lane. Thirdly, it invites pride or discouragement. Comparison either inflates your ego or it crushes your spirit, and neither one of those come from God. The only voice that matters is the one who called you, friend. Think for a minute about an orchestra. There's a violin, there's a trumpet, a cello, a flute, and each is tuned differently, and each play their own part. If the trumpet tries to sound like a violin, the whole piece falls apart. You don't need to match someone else's sound. You just need to play your note with excellence and obedience. And here's the key. God, He's the conductor. He knows exactly where and when your part comes in. And sometimes you might feel like you're sitting silent for a while, just counting measures, but when your part arrives, the sound you make is exactly what's needed at that moment. In Psalm 139, verse 14, I love this passage. David said this, "I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made." You're not mass-produced on an assembly line, friend. You're handcrafted by God. Your story, it's unique. God uses your past. He uses the wounds, the pain that you've gone through, your personality, even your quirks for His glory. There are people only you can reach. And your calling is custom fit. In Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 7, it says, "But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it." So your grace package is different than mine, and that's good, because God made you unique for the calling He has designed you to fulfill. And your anointing, it's personal. The oil on your life, it flows in the direction of your obedience, not someone else's applause. Have you ever worn shoes that were just too small? They hurt, they leave blisters, and they slow you down. And that's exactly what it's like to walk in someone else's calling. It may look impressive from the outside, but inside you're limping and miserable. See, your spiritual shoes, they were made for your feet. And they carry the unique imprint of your journey, your prayers, and your faith. So stop trading them in for someone else's. Be who God has called you to be. Walk in the anointing that He's given you and fulfill the mission that only you can fulfill with God's help and God's anointing. Let's talk about how to kill comparison and start walking in confidence, because comparison's bad. First of all, practice gratitude. You need to thank God for what He's given you, your portion, because gratitude, it shifts the focus from what you're lacking to what you carry. See, when I thank God for what He's given me, I'm not so focused on what He's given somebody else, because I realize that I'm blessed. God has given me everything I need to fulfill my destiny in this life. And then, friend, celebrate others. Their win is not your loss. In the kingdom, we work together. We rise together. And then stay grounded in your calling. Keep revisiting the moment God spoke to you. Let it anchor you when you feel like you're overlooked. See, I believe Satan really wants us to focus on people and compare ourselves with ourselves. And the Word of God says when we do that, we're not wise. Then remember, your assignment has an eternal weight. God measures success by faithfulness, not by visibility, not how many likes we have on Facebook. You know, John the Baptist had every reason to feel replaced when Jesus came along. His crowds, they shrunk. His influence, it waned. But you know what John said? In John chapter 3 and verse 30, he said, "He must increase, I must decrease." That's security in calling. John knew his role. He was just to introduce the Messiah. He was not the Messiah. He was the forerunner. And when his role was done, he just stepped aside in peace. That's the mark of someone walking in their lane. You know, friend, you don't need to prove anything. You don't need to perform. You don't need to compete. You're anointed for your assignment. It's a powerful thing when you begin to understand your purpose and your destiny in life. Because comparison, it's the enemy's trap to keep you distracted from your destiny. Our eyes need to be focused on Jesus. We run the race with perseverance, and we trust that God's grace will equip us to do everything that He's called us to do in this life. Look also at Moses and Aaron. Moses was the prophet who received God's word, but Aaron was the spokesman who delivered the words to Pharaoh. Can you imagine if Moses had envied Aaron's eloquence? Man, I want to speak like he does. Or if Aaron had resented Moses because Moses had an encounter with God on Mount Sinai. The Exodus story, it would have unraveled. You see, friend, God gave each brother a distinct role. One was not greater than the other. They were just different. That's the way it is in the kingdom of God. The kingdom advances when each person stays faithful to their assignment. Do you know when Michael Phelps, the most decorated Olympian of all time, was asked about his mindset during competition, he said something very revealing. He said, "I don't look at the swimmers beside me. I focus on my lane. Because the moment you look left or right, you lose your rhythm, your speed, and sometimes the race." There's even a famous photo of him winning gold while the silver medalist is looking over at him. But Phelps' eyes, they're locked forward, while his competitors are looking at him, looking sideways. And in that split second, the race was lost. That's exactly what happens spiritually when we compare ourselves to others. God has given you your lane, your race, your assignment. And every glance sideways, wondering why their ministry looks bigger or why their season seems easier, it takes your eyes off the finish line that God has set for you. Now let's wind this up today. Comparison distracts you. You can't run full speed while glancing at someone else's track. Distraction, it delays your destiny. See, Hebrews 12, 1 and 2 says to run with perseverance, fixing our eyes on Jesus, not on the others. And comparison also distorts it. It magnifies what you don't have, and it minimizes what you do have. God didn't make a mistake with your gift, your assignment, or your season. He actually gifted you for your destiny. He equipped you for your purpose. And thirdly, comparison also drains. So it distracts, it distorts, and it drains. Instead of fueling your passion, what it does is it empties your joy. When you celebrate others, you protect your own heart from becoming bitter. And then finally, faithfulness, it beats flashiness every time. The question at the end of your life won't be, did you outshine them? It'll be, did you obey me? Father, we just thank you today for your calling on our lives. We renounce comparison, jealousy, and insecurity. God, we choose humility over pride and gratitude over envy and obedience over distraction. Thanks for joining me, friend. Walk in grace.
What if one encounter with grace changed everything? In a world marked by striving, shame, and brokenness, grace offers something radical, transformation. Keith Manley's newest book entitled Grace Changes Everything is a soul-awakening journey through the power of God's unearned favor. With personal stories, scriptural insight, and heartfelt encouragement, Keith Manley shows how grace isn't just a concept, it's a force that restores, renews, and redefines your life. Whether you're weary from religion or wounded by life, grace still has the final word. A fresh, timely reminder that God's grace still reaches the darkest corners of our hearts.
Grace Changes Everything is the sequel to my book, The Grace Revolution, and it's available today on Amazon.com in paperback, hardcover, and the Kindle ebook. Get your copy today of Grace Changes Everything.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.